Community Help.
Palm cooking, palm cooking.
And now, Cooking with Sheridan Rogers. Thanks to Diploma Bathrooms, your bathroom specialist. Call 9629-2733.
Bom bom, good morning, Sheridan.
Good morning.
Now, when you give your school kids lessons during the holidays,
yeah.
Do you teach them how to do something I think was called falsimagro? I think that's what I wrote down when I was watching.
Falso magro. No, we don't do that. It was a delicious looking veal dish, I must say, cooked by one of those young Italian girls.
Quattro qua or something?
No, we don't do that. Actually, I just use, it was a quattro quatre.
Ah. Yes.
No, I don't use French or Italian terms. We just speak in English in the classes. And I also don't have truffles in my cupboard because, in my pantry, I don't keep them because they're at least, I think, about $2,000 a kilo. And I can't afford to use those in my cooking classes. However, I did think watching Junior MasterChef, it's wonderful to see how enthusiastic kids are. It's great to see them getting back into the kitchen because I think for at least two generations, we haven't had kids in the kitchen. Young people growing up haven't known how to cook and they leave home and they don't know. So this is fantastic. But I do worry about little eight-year-olds being exposed on national television like this. I worry about them being humiliated and, you know, what might happen to them in the school playground afterwards.
I would say that the judges try not to embarrass them.
I think they're handling it really, really well, the judges. But it is
a fact that every group, they're putting them in groups of four, but six or eight have to drop out every time.
And I do think there's an element as well of don't put your daughter on the stage, Mrs. Worthington. Mm. One of the mothers there, I mean, you know, all the parents are there, and one of the mothers said, oh, this is a dream come true. And so you wonder, you know, was it the kids who really wanted to go on, or was it the mother who sort of wanted them to go on and really push them?
Show business mothers.
And I'd say there's been a lot of training going on. I mean, I imagine these kids have been doing these recipes over and over, you know, scores of times to get them right. But look, very impressive. Wonderful to see kids in the kitchen, and I do love their enthusiasm.
It's nice to talk to you back in Sydney, but you've been away again.
I just went up to Port Macquarie last week. They had a competition running up there amongst the local chefs, the chefs from all up and down the mid-north coast. And Serge Dansereau from Bathers Pavilion was the judge. And, look, that was also very exciting because fantastic things are happening out in the regions of Australia now. And up on that north coast, which is a really beautiful, beautiful, picturesque part of New South Wales, there are some really fantastic chefs. The young man who won it, Dustin Bowie Ford, he's only 24. He was from Saltwater Restaurant at Emerald Beach, which is north of Coffs Harbour. And the other two chefs, actually, who won were also from Coffs Harbour. But the People's Choice Award went to a chef in Port Macquarie. He runs a little eatery called Fusion 7, Lindsay Schwab. It's the third year in a row that he's won the competition, the People's Choice. And I actually really did like his dish. It wasn't as complex as the one who'd won, you know, according to Serge's judging. But it was a really lovely dish of blue-eyed cod with macadamias and Israeli couscous. You know, that's that big couscous, you know, the large one?
Yes.
And olives and tomatoes and broad beans, you know, perfect for spring. And I've actually put that recipe up on my webpage today.
Okay, what is it
called? So you'll find it there. Well, it's a blue-eyed cod recipe with smoked macadamias, actually, and broad beans, tomato essence, and black olives, and Israeli couscous. Yes, it's a very long.
You make me realise in my day when I was doing the country circuit of radio, best you could get was the Greek cafe steak and eggs or fish and chips.
I know,
things have changed.
Such a long way. No, it's actually very exciting. I mean, really, the standards have really come up so much in the last decade, I'd say. Fantastic, yep.
Okay, what have you got for us today?
So I've got that recipe for you.
Yes.
And, in fact, look, another thing, whilst I was up there, I visited Innes Lake Vineyard, which is run by Bob and Nina Charlie, tasted some of their wines. They were fabulous. And I also went to an allergy-free cooking class as well, which is run by a woman called Jean Davey at her Amber Healing Farm at North Haven. And that's a very beautiful little spot. I'd recommend anyone go and have a look around there. It's gorgeous.
Okay. Allergy-free what?
Allergy allergy-free cooking classes at her Amber Healing Farm.
So, okay, when
I put all this on my webpage so people can read all about it.
And we can also find out when you're having your...
And my kids' cooking classes, yes, I've got quite a few coming up in the next school holidays, and I've got my little book, Mini Chef, coming out as well.
Oh, yes. How do we find you?
Well, it's not out yet, so I can't say too much about it. It'll be out the first week of October, I'll have lots about it on my webpage.
Okay, how do we find your webpage?
SheridanRogers.com.au.
Okay, I'm going to play you a fellow called Chet Baker.
Oh, I love him. Okay.
Bye.